there was a young man who went to a bookstore. Some of us may remember what they are. They went to a bookstore and said kindly, "Would you please show me the self-help section?" And the person said, "No, that would defeat the whole purpose of the self-help section." Sometimes we look at sin and repentance that way, as a self-help exercise. I have to be sorry for the wrong things I have done. I have to repent. I have to convert, when it shouldn't be so. Repentance is not something I do. It's an invitation from God to become better. It's an invitation to help others. It's an invitation to realize that we are responsible for one another. One of the saints used to say, we twist things around. We laugh and rejoice when we sin. And when we are sin, we are sad. We cry. It should be the opposite. I teach the young children as they prepare for first confession. The moment you do something wrong, fight for your freedom. Say no to the evil that you have done. Say to God, "I will change today." Because every choice, including your choice in your mind and your heart, prepare the way for your happiness and for your salvation. And you are not alone. Every one of us should help the other person become a better person. The saints used to say, the moment you sin, lay your head on Jesus Christ, who came to save us. In Hebrew, Jesus means God saves us. And start your new life right away. Don't spend hours and days saying, "Oh my Lord, how could I have done that?" There is a psychologist in the 1960s, Kubler-Ross, you may remember, and she developed stages that prepare people for death. And the very first stage is denial, "I can't believe it." Until the fifth stage, acceptance. Well, as a sinner, let's cut out those other stages. Don't be surprised when you do something bad. Don't waste a moment confused and sorrowful because you have sinned. The moment you realize you do something bad, smile. Not because you did something bad, but because you have a Savior who understands you. You have a God who wants to help you. You have a church that supports you. No one has to tell anyone in this church about sin. We have our own personal experience of this dysfunction. So why wait a minute, a second, being sorrowful about what you have done, instead of rejoicing that God gives you a way out? So cry if you must, but smile because you can, because we have a Savior and a God who understands us and gives us a way to be happy, that we can become better. Not tomorrow, but repentance is one of the most beautiful ways that we say to everybody, "This is how much I love you. I don't want to waste another second with garbage. I want to give you a better me today, right now, not tomorrow." And I can smile because God understands that sort of courage, that sort of bravery, that sort of belief. I don't think I am so strong, but I believe in my God who can make me stronger than I ever thought I can be. And if I accept his gift of grace, then everybody who knows you can be happy. Why? Because you are better than you were yesterday. Slava Isusu Christus.